Go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Well, hi there. Come on in. Uncle Charlie here, and that means it's Children's Bible Hour story time. If you can stick around for another 14 minutes or so, we'll tuck in some good music and a story all about drifting, watching out for sin and its dangers. Well, that just naturally leads me into the song that we're going to start with. It's an old-time chorus that I think I sang when I was a little kid, and that's a long time ago.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little feet, where you go.
Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Lord, keep me shining for Thee.
One more song before our good story. You know what we've got to do? We've got to make up our mind that we will do what's right.
One day I was with my friends at school, and they said, let's break this silly rule. Firmly I refused to play the fool. I will do what's right. Go ahead, laugh at me. I won't let it bother me. Stand alone, I will do what's right. When you hear temptation's sneaky sound, and the crowd is laughing all around, throw your shoulders back and stand your ground. You can do what's right. Go ahead, laugh at me. I won't let it bother me. Even though I stand alone, I will do what's right. Ha ha ha.
Well, we've waited long enough for our story. Are you ready for excitement? Are you ready for a good lesson? Then you're ready for our story called Drifting. It was a bright, crisp Saturday morning. The sun had hardly peaked above the horizon when Bobby and his younger sister Sarah knocked on their parents' bedroom door.
Yes. Who's there?
It's me. Are we going fishing soon?
Morning, Daddy. Mm. Morning, Mommy.
Oh, good morning, kids. What time is it?
Time to go fishing.
Mm. 6 o'clock? Oh, I should have known you'd be up early today.
Okay, kids. Go get dressed. Mom and I'll be right out, and we'll have some breakfast before our fishing excursion.
Hurry up, Daddy, okay?
Okay, okay.
So the day was off to an early start. Mom was soon downstairs in the kitchen. bacon sizzling on the stove sent a sweet aroma through the house as Dad came into the kitchen. That sure smells delicious. Any samples?
No.
No.
It'll be done soon, and then you can eat all you want.
Good morning, kids. How did everybody sleep?
Just fine, Daddy.
Not me. I was too excited about going fishing today.
Well, Mom and I thought you might have trouble sleeping. You've been pretty excited about this whole trip.
Breakfast is ready.
Ooh, waffles. Yummy.
And I'm ready for that bacon and eggs and toast and jelly. Oh, those fish won't have a chance after we eat all this good food. We'll have plenty of energy to do some heavy fishing.
Well, then, I'll be expecting you to bring some home this time. We can have fish for supper tonight.
Very funny. It just so happens the fish weren't interested in eating our worms the last time we went fishing. Were they, Sarah?
Uh-uh.
Well, if we don't go soon, all the fish will have eaten their own breakfast and won't be hungry this time either.
Right. Well, I think we have everything on the table. Let's bow our heads, and I'll thank the Lord for the food. That was a very good breakfast, Donna. I just need another cup of coffee, and I'll be ready to go.
I'll get it for you, honey.
I prayed about our trip today, Daddy, and I asked Jesus to get us the biggest fish this time and that you won't fall in the water again.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I sure hope that last part of your prayer is answered. Well, kids, we better be leaving. Let's help Mom clear the table first.
Oh, I'll take care of the table. You all just go and get ready. And don't forget, I expect some fish this time.
I don't think there are any more fish in this lake, Daddy. We've only got two, and I bet we've been here 100 hours.
No, we haven't, silly.
I am not silly, you are.
Now, quiet, you two. We'd better catch more fish than are in here, though. Her mother will make us take her out for dinner.
Oh, Daddy.
Hmm?
My worm came off my hook. Could you please put another one on?
Sure, honey. Here, let me have your pole.
Hey, Dad!
Hmm?
Look, don't you think we're getting a little too close to the shore?
Well, so we are. I've been so busy fishing, I didn't realize we were drifting. I'm glad you noticed that, Bobby. If we get much closer, we might damage the boat on those rocks. Here, Sarah, hold your pole until I can get us out of here.
Can you get us back, Daddy?
Of course he can. All we have to do is row back out there.
No problem, honey. Here we go. There. Well, that was hard work.
Is the boat okay, Daddy?
Sure it is. Now, let's see if I can put another worm on that hook of yours. There you go. All set.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We sure drifted awfully close to those rocks along the shore, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We better pay attention so it doesn't happen again. Good thing I looked up and saw where we were.
That's true, son. But you know something? While I was rowing away from the rocks, it occurred to me that our spiritual life is sometimes a lot like our fishing excursion today.
Huh?
Well, sometimes we can get so busy fishing or working or doing anything that we don't notice we've drifted away from the Lord. Sort of like the verse in Revelation where the Lord Jesus says, I know you have patience and have labored, nevertheless you've left your first love.
What does that mean?
Well, what do you think it might mean, Bobby?
Like, maybe we get so busy with stuff that we don't read our Bible?
That's a good thought.
Or we get too busy to pray.
Right. We can get pretty busy doing so many things, especially fun things, that we forget the Lord. Before we know it, we've drifted dangerously far from Him. Maybe it's...
Daddy, help! I can't hold my fish pole!
Here, Sarah, let me help you. Wow, look at the big one you caught.
Just look at that fish.
I'll bet it's big enough to feed all of us for a week.
Well, not quite. A day maybe, but not a whole week.
And I caught it, didn't I, Daddy?
You sure did, sweetheart.
Yeah, good going, Sarah.
Thanks, Bobby.
Well, now we'll dare go home. Mom will be able to see that our fishing trip was really worthwhile.
She sure will. And when we tell her about the lessons we've learned, she'll see that it would have been worthwhile even without the fish.
You mean about not drifting away from Jesus?
And reading our Bible and praying.
How about going to church?
Yep, all those things. Let's read the Bible. Let's pray. Let's go to church. But above all, let's put into practice the things we learn as we take part in those activities.
What do you mean, Daddy?
Well, when you have your devotions, for instance, and you read a verse that says, "Children, obey your parents," what do you think you should do?
Do like the verse says. Do what you and Mom tell us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to do it right away.
Hey, now you're getting the idea. And it looks like you're getting something else too, Bobby. A fish.
All right, let's see if it's as big as Sarah's.
I must read the Bible every day, for I need to know what God will say.
There's a song that the choir sang several years ago. It comes to mind. Read your Bible, always pray, tell of Jesus' love each day, and you're going to grow, going to grow, going to grow. Well, to help you grow, help you to have a daily time of Bible reading, we have a devotional book called Keys for Kids. And if you're not getting it, you're missing out on a real blessing. Thousands of kids use Keys for Kids for personal devotions, and thousands of families read Keys for Kids every day together. Listen to this letter from Lauren. I started reading Keys for Kids in the fourth grade at a Christian school. Now I'm in the sixth grade at a public school. The change has been hard, but Keys for Kids has helped me through it. Well, to get a sample copy to see if you'd like to get it regularly, just write and ask for Keys for Kids. Send that request to Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also call us toll-free if you'd like, 1-888-224-2324. You can call Monday through Fridays from 8:30 to 5 Eastern Time. The toll-free number again, 1-888-224-2324. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. Goodbye now. Thanks so much for listening.